I'm Bobby, a caregiving consultant and educator, a caregiver support group leader, and a frequent presenter at caregiver conferences and webinars.
And I'm her husband, Mike, and I'm a certified caregiver advocate and a certified music therapist.
Welcome to Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. Interesting and informative guests will join us on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month.
On the opposite Wednesdays, we will provide straight talk about what people need to know before and after caregiving begins, including controversial issues others tend to ignore.
While Dementia Spotlight is a new podcast on dementia care, for the past 3 years, we were the co-host of 167 episodes of the Roger That podcast. You can still check out those episodes at rogerthat.show.
Via Dementia Spotlight, we continue our legacy of support for you as you are doing the toughest job you will ever do.
Today's episode of Tips, Truths, and Straight Talk is a question from a family caregiver.
So, a caregiver asked the question, my husband is at the point of diapers, not being able to use a fork and spoon, and wondering. He can still carry on a conversation, however, he thinks I am his mother. The dog is his childhood dog. He knows who our kids are. I am looking at a care home for him, and they have a waiting list of 14 people. Should I add his name to the list, or is it too soon?
This is a great question, and it also contains a good bit of information. Based on what the questioner has here talking about incontinency and having trouble using utensils, and confusion about who his wife is, it seems like he might be at mid-stage. And for some people, they might think that this is too soon to look into a care home, but this is probably a very good time to do that. Waiting lists are going to get longer and longer, and even though 14 is not a huge number, it could be 6 months to a year between each person not needing to be in that care home anymore.
Well, not only that, but wouldn't you have the opportunity, if your name does come up, to say, put me two down or two down on the list?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And unfortunately, another consideration is sometimes these facilities, for one reason or another, aren't able to continue. And there may come a time where you're going to have to start looking for another place. Or the condition of the person that you're caring for may change so drastically, they may need another level of care. So the answer is yes, definitely get the name on the list now.
If you would like us to answer your question on air, please email us at info@bobbycarducci.com.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. This has been Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. You can find more information about us on our show website at dementiaspotlight.show. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Mike. Bobby and I would love to hear from you, answer your questions that you might have, or just find out how you're doing. Follow us on Twitter at BobbyCarducci2 and at MichaelCarducci4. To schedule us for your event, go to bobbycarducci.com website or email info@bobbycarducci.com.
Dementia Spotlight is produced by Carducci Caregiving Consulting, LLC.